Hello and welcome to that TechPod special bonus episode at the Black Hat Conference. I'm Laura Milstein.
And I'm Kevin Albert.
And today we're diving into this conference to give you our honest opinions. These are strictly our opinions, so make your own. Do your own research and figure out how you feel and what you want. But from our perspective today, we're going to tell you how we feel about the conference itself, a lot of the people that we met at the conference, a lot of the companies that we have been introduced to or that we already knew and are learning more about. We're going to give you our opinion on which booths were amazing, who gave out the best swag, and who you should avoid. Should you avoid the conference altogether? What information are you missing? Along with that, we do have a special guest, Leanne Pelzer. She is a director at Palo Alto, and she will be joining us shortly. But before we get started, Kevin, for everyone listening that may be asking, what in the hell is Black Hat? Can you tell us a little bit about the conference?
Yeah, sure. So Black Hat was founded in 1997. It started as a cybersecurity event. It's actually kind of a small one-day thing, you know, with like a whole bunch of hackers and all. And it's grown into one of the most respected technical and information session cybersecurity events out there. It now is a multi-day event. It's got all kinds of different like research groups. It's all got all kinds of different training things. It brings different people from all kinds of different career levels, from academia, from the public sector, private sector. So it's a pretty interesting event.
I agree with that. I do think it's a good event, getting all of the cyber companies together. But just to get into some negatives real quick, I really do question why this is such a successful event. First of all, I absolutely hate Informa. I'm putting it out there. I don't like them. I think it is awesome to see what cyber companies are out there, what new startups are there. But what I don't understand is why companies would send people to this conference to sell. It's so hard to sell at this conference because it's competitor after competitor. Can you do it? Yes. Are there still a lot of clients out there? Yes. But to me, it's a conference that is really saying, hey, cyber friend, I'm a cyber friend. Let's be cyber friends. And do these companies have the money to spend to do it? Sure. But should they be giving it to Informa? No. In my opinion, I feel that this is a conference that is so great and successful because of the booths, because of the companies, and not because of Informa at all. I think it's insane to say pay $3,000 to come here, get some free stuff, and learn about other companies that Informa is not doing. They're making these companies pay for those booths, pay for that. And yes, there's some sessions, but again, that's all profit for Informa, that other companies are actually doing all of the work. So I'm very against Informa, especially when there's conference the same time. Boothsides is a $100 conference that is a cyber conference that was happening the same week. And I checked it out. It was also pretty great. I would rather spend $100 than $3,000. And then the nerve of Informa, this is the thing that really gets to me. There's a Black Hat store, a store. Well, let me pause. Is it cool? Hell yeah. You go in and you see like a black sweatshirt that just says Black Hat and you're like, I want to wear it and tell everyone I'm a hacker. Great. I would love to pay, you know, $20 for a mug that says Black Hat. Why? No one knows. But you're throwing the conference. This swag should be given to people. And I do think, okay, nice, they gave out backpacks to everyone. But what about the people that paid $650 for the two-day business pass? I mean, you're still getting to go around to all the booths to do that, but you don't get the backpack. Sure, because $3,000 versus $650. Is the money difference worth it? No. You can go online, go to Udemy, go to Cybrary, and you're going to get learning courses, free courses on half of these. Why am I paying $3,000 to do that? The business pass makes more sense. I hate Informa. That's number one. If you are from Informa and you are listening to this, please tell me why I shouldn't look down on you, why I shouldn't think that you are not actually benefiting the cyber community, but mostly benefiting just you, which we're all a little bit selfish. I'm not going to lie. But I just hate you.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has a different feel now. I've gone to this a few times, you know, over the years, and it used to be kind of an underground, you know, not to say grungy, but it was a little gritty conference, and it was kind of a cool community thing. And it's now very corporate. It definitely has a very corporate feel.
Yeah. Well, let's talk some positives. I think there's a lot of positives that we can talk to around the companies. First of all, such great marketing. When you land at the airport, you had Lookout, Sentinel One, a lot of companies like that that had their branding at the airport, which I thought was very smart. It's a, you know, it's a huge conference. Stuff is everywhere. And even if you're not at the conference, or maybe you were going for the Boosides conference, for example, you're seeing Sentinel One at the airport. I loved it. I thought that's a good marketing, in my opinion. There were a lot of parties, a lot of good companies. Armiz had a party, and I liked that outside they put their name in light bulbs. So that was cool. They also had a really big booth. Nobi4 had a good booth that was pretty close at the front. Kevin, you would like that one because they had hats where you could go and you get a patch made, and some would say free Kevin. Also the stickers and pins, even though, correct me if I'm wrong, but Kevin has passed away. And for those listening, Kev, can you tell them about the other Kevin that we're referring to here?
Yeah, Kevin Mitnick is kind of one of the original hackers. He was a big deal back in the day in the, you know, 80s and 90s. And yeah, I mean, he was in prison for a while. And then unfortunately, yeah, he just died this past year with cancer. It's a shame for our industry. I don't know if you ever saw the movie War Games. Like, part of the hacking that was done in that movie was sort of based on Kevin Mitnick.
Rest in peace to you, Kevin. And it's okay if it's illegal, if it's worth it. But there were a lot of good companies. And Kev, while I'm telling you about these, if there's any company that really stands out to you, or one that you think is something we should really dive into more with everyone, let me know. Trillix was there, and I feel like Trillix had shirts and they did raffles. A lot of these booths did shirts or raffles. And what they did that was a little bit different, that Love and Hate, is they'd make you sit through a demo to get their shirt or socks or whatever their swag was. Great tactic. Love it. Love it when it's a 30-second demo. Love it when it's a 4-minute demo. But when it's a 20-minute demo, that's a no. That is an absolute no for me. And this did happen. I will get to that company at some point, but I had to leave. I was like, after 10 minutes, I'm bored, and it's a huge conference and there's so much going on. Sell me on your company in 5 minutes and make me remember you. Making me sit there for 20 minutes to get a shirt that just says something that I'm never going to wear again, or I'm going to give it to somebody else. Do better. I mean, you know, make it like $100. You know, you really should bribe me for that. Because if not, or am I actually listening to the demo? If it's 5 minutes and it's more engaging, I'm in it. You might sell me. 20 minutes, you have lost me. It's a loud conference. There was a company called Zero Fox. I had never heard of Zero Fox. And they gave out this t-shirt that says, "I go deep and hard." And I want to pause right there.
That's awesome.
Yes, there was so many sexual shirts there, and not just shirts, things, just sexual innuendos. And obviously it's a cyber conference, not a sex conference, but cyber sexy. I thought it was creative. A lot of companies were really creative. There was a company, Salt, and they were giving out API security for dummy books, socks, pens, sunglasses, a lot of little swagger. I noticed a lot of the booths were giving out security for dummies or different books for dummies, which I thought was super cool. Really liked that idea because they're small little books and people like it. It's helpful. There were companies like J Frog was there, just giving out the pens, stress balls, a lot of stress balls everywhere. I do love pens, so I'm not going to hate. A company I'd never heard of, it was called App Omni, APPOMNI. They got me to the booth because they had the little basketball game that you can play. And I think a lot of them did these creative things where it would be a claw machine or a basketball game. And I loved it. I sat there and played that game. And when I won, humble brag, I, you know, beat the competitor by 2 points. I was like, oh, now I'm intrigued by this company. Basketball has nothing to do with the company, but I'm intrigued. Kev, have you ever heard of this company?
I have not. No, they were a new one for me.
Yeah, exactly. So everyone, you should check it out because they're creative. That's the reason right there. Creativity alone. Mesmo was there. They gave out shirts that I really liked because I was like, I'd wear this. it's just a plain gray shirt with your name, but I'd wear it. But a company that really stood out to me that I do want to talk about was called Opal. So Opal is a interesting company that I really think everybody should check out. So they gave out socks, they gave out water bottles, but the CEO was there. Her name is Omi Ma Khan, and I apologize if I'm pronouncing that wrong, but I believe that is how you say it. And she, quote me right now, she is going to do huge things, not just in cyber, in life. That company is going to be amazing. If you have never heard of Opal, check it out. Put your money into Opal. I'm telling you, I'm never wrong. And when I am, it probably wasn't me. But Opal is going to be a company you want to look out for. And this CEO, she is going to be a name that you are going to hear more and more. She's going to do big things. And this is not just this is a non-biased opinion, because when I went to that, you know, they scan your badge at every station you go. They want to send you a million marketing pieces and harass you. I get it. But when they did it, it came up where you could rate, you could give people like up to 5 stars, kind of like an Uber ride, and like, rate your Uber. And I was like, 5 stars, please. And she hit 4. I kid you not, she hit 4. I was like, what? She was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to. But the jury's out if she meant to or not. And yet I am still telling you, check out this company, Opal. Other companies that were there and gave out creative swag, Expel gave out a hangover kits. A few other companies did this. Love it. Super creative. ACL Learning had a cheesy mushroom shirt, but I kind of liked it. But, you know, little things like that, they do stand out. There were a few other companies. There was a company, Cyber, SYBR, that was just walking around. They didn't have a booth. They were from Canada. Cool people there. There was a company called Kevlar. That is a company I had never heard of, but there were a lot of people from Kevlar kind of lurking around, and I thought they're exciting and interesting. And I'm like, who are they and what are they going to do? So I'm definitely interested in learning more about them. WatchGuard Technologies, XDR shirts were nice. I liked their shirts. Let's just pause here to give a moment of a booth I hate. And I'm going to explain why. And when I say this, Kevin, I'd love to know if you've heard of this company. So this company is called Corsha, Corsha. And I don't hate this company, to be clear. I hate the booth. And here is why. So at a lot of these booths, as mentioned earlier, they want you to watch a demo in order to get a free swag or get entered into win something, whatever. This one was one that wanted you to play a game. They had a lot of these games, like Nintendo games or Kill the Threat, virtual games. At a certain point, I don't want to play any more games. I don't want to watch any more demos. I just kind of want to learn about your company and get a shirt. That's it. And so I came to them. They had shirts and hats, and they were like, you have to play the game. So I really don't want to play the game, but can I get a shirt or a hat? Love to learn more about what you guys do. They did not tell me anything that they do. They said, no, you have to play the game. No swag. I was like, well, what do you guys do? You have to play the game. You're telling me I have to play a game that is not relative to what your company is in order to find out about your company? Crazy. And they were the only booth that refused to give me any swag at all or tell me anything about their company. And yet were so insistent that I left thinking, maybe their company is the game. Maybe they're like, play the game, be a part of us. Like, I didn't get it, but I did not join the cult. So to the Corsha team, I mean, it's okay to just talk about your company sometimes. Like, you don't have to force people to play the game, my opinion, but maybe it works for you. I did think that Fortex had a game that I thought was kind of simple. It was like they had stairs where you climb up the stairs and you drop a little thing down and it goes down and then it's like, oh, you won candy or whatever. So I thought that was fun, easy, creative. Netsby was there. A few other companies, Palo Alto, they gave out socks and some bottle openers. Dispel was giving out bags and a lot of owl stuff. That's their logo. There was a company, Human. I want to pause everyone on this. My honest top two favorite booths were Human and Wiz. And I'll get to Wiz in a second, but holy tits, everyone. This company blew my mind with their creativity. Their booth was by far the just most unique. It looked like a comic book library. They gave out mugs. They had a variety of shirts you could choose from. They were just a cool booth and an interesting company. Everybody there was very nice, made me want to learn more. I think their booth was really well done. Sentinel One had this really cool tree in their booth. Big ID was super nice. They had a cool looking booth, gave out some shirts. But let's get to Wiz now. I am excited about Wiz. If you don't know what Wiz is, if you're in the cyber field and you want to change your career, go to Wiz. I think Wiz is going to be one of those companies. I mean, they're already there, but I personally think Wiz is where it's at. I mean, Wiz is great. It is going to be better. It is already amazing. The way that they had their booth, it was fun. It was exciting. They gave out a quick demo, so much merch. It was like, take these socks, win some shoes. Here's a Cloud Boy game. Just such a good booth and a friendly booth. And everybody there seemed like they wanted to be there. Like you walked in and you were like, I want to hang out at Wiz. They gave out these pink bags, which is everyone wants a bag to fill up all their, you know, you're like trick or treating there. Wiz all the way. Love Wiz. Now I want to pause before I keep going down and everyone's like, cool, who else was there? I don't care. This conference was different than I expected. This year, I was seeing a ton of automation and API scanning, a lot of modular security tools that can integrate no matter what tool you're currently using. Going back to scanning, just code scanning, data scanning, a lot of that. There was a lot less endpoint security and a lot more parameter security. So that was a little bit different. There was also very little AI, which I expected there to be a lot more AI, and there just wasn't. I also want to just shout out the booth Laminar, Laminar. How do you say it, Kev? Laminar, is that right?
Yeah, that's what I would say, Laminar.
All right, Laminar. And the reason isn't even about the products, it's about the coffee. Great barista. Always appreciate getting coffee while you're walking around and you're hungry and you're tired. Great. Pentera was there. Strike Graph, great socks. Traceable, INE, Nucleus, Radware. I also really liked this company called Akumai. Or yeah. Akume. Yeah. Well, if you're from that company, please tell us how to pronounce it.
It's a Hawaiian word. It means smart or something. I can't remember. Something like that.
They're a company that is interesting to me. They're one that I would recommend for people to check out. And they also gave out energy drinks. So let's just thank you. I took so many energy drinks from them. So gotta love that. I've been around for a while and yeah. I don't think they're going anywhere. Definitely a company that I was interested in when I was there. There were some other companies. Guru Shell, not even sure I'm saying that right, gave out some shirts. I want to say the best shirt, I'm going to give this to AppNovi. And the reason I want to give this to them is they had shirts with ET on them, but it was mostly their excitement of they wanted to win best shirt so bad. They were promoting winning best shirt over their company. And so it was great because they had such excitement that I wanted to learn about their company because they were so excited about their shirts. So, you know what? I'm going to give you best shirt. And I do think that they're interesting. I think people should check them out. Enzo Security was there. Black Kite was there. They gave out book, shirt. Dig Security was there. Their booth was pretty cool. Safe Breach, Hacker One, ReliQuest had Tide Sticks. And I am a big fan of Tide Sticks. ServiceNow also gave out Tide Sticks. And I just love anyone who gives out Tide Sticks. They're very helpful. So a lot of cool companies, a lot of cool parties. Let's talk about some of the parties for a second. I liked Quiet AI. So their booth, they gave out smoothies, which was super cool. Some other things, but the smoothies stood out to me because they were literally making fresh smoothies. Amazing. But they had a party at Barbershop and it was at a speakeasy. And I just love the idea of getting a speakeasy, not at the Mandalay Bay where the actual event is. It was at the Cosmo and just like trying to get to know people. I had never heard of Quiet AI. Have you ever heard of Quiet AI, Kev?
I don't know them, no.
Yeah, I had never heard of them. So yeah, I really liked Quiet AI's party. Splunk had a party. I always really like Splunk. I think it's a great company. I like their stuff. I like them. Armiz, as mentioned, had a party. App Omni had a party. A lot of people had parties. There were so many and it's so spread out. I couldn't make it to all. A lot of good companies were there. Tenable, Fortnite, just a bunch of good ones. There was a company, Uptix. Is that how you
Yeah,
say it?
that's what I think. Optic.
I can't read. They had a really fun thing where they had a nerd wall and you'd go and you'd spin a wheel and you'd be like, I want a comic book or this crazy comic thing. A lot of game related things. The last company that I'm going to talk to before we bring on Leanne from Palo Alto to get her perspective is BlackBerry. BlackBerry, when I think of BlackBerry, I'm like, are they still around? I remember when I had a BlackBerry, but their
I
technology is
love my BlackBerry.
actually, oh, so great. But they're doing a lot of cool new things that you wouldn't know about. And so a company like that is changing. And I almost wish they would just change the name so then you would realize because I can't disassociate it. I really thought their booth was hectic as hell. I loved that they were the only place that really gave out sweatshirts. So I thought that was cool, but it was hectic. Everyone wanted the sweatshirts. So you'd go get a demo, you'd wait in line, you'd get a chip. It was stressful. But all in all, I just want to say a lot of really great companies and a lot of really great people. We'll get into some of those people later. All right, well, let's bring out Leanne right now. So Leanne is a director at Palo Alto Networks. Leanne, before we get into getting your perspective here at the conference, who are you? Tell everyone more about Leanne and your cyber experience and why you're actually at this conference.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Laura. So my name is Leanne Pelzer. I'm a director at Palo Alto Networks. I lead up our cyber risk management team, and I also am Palo Alto Networks' global service lead for cyber risk assessments and security program and development. Today, I'm here really just to network with other vendors, meet up with some clients, and really see where the industry is heading in terms of concepts like cloud security and generative AI.
And what are you seeing? Are you seeing that kind of thing in terms of the booths? Is there anything that surprised you so far?
Yeah, definitely. I would say first and foremost, the energy is really high here. Everyone's super excited to be at Black Hat. All of the booths have wonderful swag, which I know is a topic of interest when folks come to these conferences. You want to get as much swag as possible. But really, we are kind of seeing the same patterns emerge across the different vendors. We're seeing an emphasis on AI, whether that be securing your organization against the misuse of AI or incorporating AI into your existing tech stack to automate workflows and sort of reduce human error. We're also seeing a large emphasis on application security, making sure that you're doing the basic blocking and tackling of your apps. In terms of in-house development, we're seeing a lot of DevSecOps sort of tooling. I'm taking the onus off of the developers and once again, reducing human error. Really, the theme, it seems, this year is free up the time and energy of your resources through the use of automation and also really just sort of streamline everything under one umbrella as much as possible. It seems like a lot of vendors are offering a consolidated view of security, so you don't have to integrate a bunch of disparate tools in order to get a holistic solution.
Dan, Leanne, I couldn't agree more, with the exception of AI. I was mentioning to Kevin before you came on, I don't think I really saw as much AI as I expected to, considering the amount of cyber companies that are there. I agree. Tons of automation, tons of tools that you're being able to integrate with whatever you have. There's a huge emphasis on the future of tech here. I think that's great, but I didn't see a lot of AI. But it's also hard to see everything when you're here. In my opinion, being at the conference, I think the booths make it. I think the companies that come make it. And that's what I was telling Kevin earlier. And getting his perspective of that as well. I don't like Informa as a company. And I think that this conference could be so much better just because it is made by the people that show up, paying for the booths, giving out the swagger, and educating people themselves. What do you think? Do you think that this is a conference that is worth spending $3,000 to attend?
Yeah, so I think it definitely depends on where you sit within the marketplace. you know, it's a lot of vendors, right? So if you're a CISO, you're sort of the golden goose walking through all the vendor booths and whatnot and going down a startup city. Everyone has their eye on you. But I will agree, Laura, it is a little bit oversaturated from a vendor perspective. And after a while, it can kind of feel like you're looking at a lot of the same thing. So for folks who are looking to get the most out of this conference, I would definitely recommend that they clearly outline their goals and objectives. For instance, if you want to look at a new automated pen test tool, right? Or automated red teaming tool, you really just sort of narrow your scope and focus on those particular vendors so you don't sort of fall into the sea and sort of lose your North Star in terms of what your business goals are for investing in the conference.
Do you go to Black Hat as well as DEF CON? Do you have a feel for, you know, kind of the differences between the two shows?
So I have not been to DEF CON, and this was actually my first time at Black Hat. But from my understanding, DEF CON is more of the like hacker-esque sort of folks that like going there. I know, for instance, they don't take credit cards, so it's all cash transactions. It's a little more anonymous. Everyone has like the anonymous masks. I heard they were like sold out all within Vegas last week. So yeah, it's just, I would say Black Hat is the more corporate side of things.
Yeah. Nice. Leanne and I were at the conference walking around and we'd go to different booths to ask people, you know, who are you, whatever. And every booth is trying to scan your badge. So they would scan Leanne's badge and then just do this. You work at Palo Alto, you're a director. It was like I was a complete ghost and I was walking around with like the king of the conference or the queen of the conference or whatever, like the golden ticket here, Leanne, and I was nothing. I was just like, oh, should I leave? And so it really does go to show you that the company names matter, which was shocking because I was like, but that tech pod, are you guys crazy? But just when people would hear Palo Alto, they would immediately look at Leanne and say, oh my God, director of Palo Alto. So I actually want to ask you about that, Leanne. Have you experienced this at other companies or is this is this a Palo thing?
No. First of all, I do have to point out that someone recognized Laura in line as the co-host of that tech pod. So I felt like I was with a celebrity.
One but yeah. person, just one. It was like 80 people.
Oh my gosh.
But I'll take it. You're right. Thank you so much.
No, I think everyone's just super excited about where Palo is in the market right now. So another thing is I was only at the Unit 42/Palo booth for a little bit. I was more so walking around and engaging with other vendors and talking to clients and whatnot. So I think a lot of other Palo people just didn't really escape from the booth. So when the other vendors saw I was a director at Palo, they were just kind of like, oh, there's one in the wild, just because I wasn't at the booth.
Yeah. What was your favorite booth?
I really love the Human booth. Human had an awesome booth. They had, it was actually a comic store. So back in the day when from my understanding, when the founders didn't have official office space, they would meet in this like coffee bookstore, comic store type of place. So they completely recreated a life-size version of that coffee shop. And yeah, it was really well done. It was really unique compared to kind of a lot of the other vendors that did the hacker-esque, like dark sort of sitting with a hoodie hacking type of feel. It was cool. It was super cool.
Are you jealous, Kevin? Do you feel like you really missed out on that one?
I am. I definitely think that sounds cool. I like a good conference floor. So for me, I like talking to people, I like seeing the different thing. And so I definitely, yeah, I'm bummed I missed it this year.
Yeah. I will say I was starving the entire time. What about you, Laura? Have you been starving?
I have been starving the whole time until I think people started to realize this. So like day one, you're walking around and you get to a point of, I need to eat. And you go to the only area to eat. And so the lines are just ridiculous. And you decide it's not worth eating. Just accept that you will starve for the day. But I do think the following day, a lot of booths realize that. And so I saw a lot more like smoothies and donuts and food that I was thinking, did they wake up in the morning and say, quickly go get food? Because it worked. Anytime I saw food, I realized this could be it. This could be the only time I can eat because we had to starve the day before. So I would agree. I was definitely hungry.
Normally, I try to hit up every coffee, you know, booth, every booth that's got like espresso. But it's funny, I don't even necessarily think about that. But you're right. You see somebody with donuts, that would definitely be one I'd go for.
Kevin, pumped full of coffee and alcohol and no food. And
combo.
Yeah, we wouldn't eat until like 7 p.m. And then we would eat like bar food at the different parties. And it was just like...
I feel like a lot of that's Vegas though, right? I mean, not just this conference. I feel like that's just a lot of Las Vegas.
That's true. Yeah.
I think we also saw a lot of cool people. We did see some people that were on our podcast before. We saw Sam Hill. He was recently on the podcast. And we went to this booth called Clear Query, which is an analytics tool. Met this guy, Tim Tutt. He's awesome. I definitely want to bring him onto the podcast in the future. A lot of really cool people. Is there anyone, Leanne, in your mind, whether outside of human, which agreed, the booth was just ridiculously cool and so much swagger. Was there any company or any person or anything that you just want to talk to or maybe you hated? I mentioned earlier, you know, companies that I hated because I was like, I'm not playing this game. Or anything that stood out to you that you felt like was a really good way to bring you to the booth?
I feel like the best ways to bring people to the booths, well, one, everyone was giving away t-shirts, but the lines with sweatshirts were just like... I mean, those were hot, right? I think BlackBerry was giving away sweatshirts.
BlackBerry. It was a nightmare. And we actually thought it was a cool demo. Like, I thought their product was pretty unique, considering when I think BlackBerry, I'm like, we all had one of those. Is this company still alive? And to see what they're doing now, it was cool. But I do agree, as much as I like the sweatshirt, we shouldn't have to beg for a sweatshirt.
Yeah, people loved the claw games too, which they're kind of silly, right? Like, you don't realize how addicting they are, but there were a couple. I think Orca had a claw game, and then someone else had a claw game where I won an Apple AirTag, so that was really cool. But yeah, there was, I think...
What was the company? Who?
It was JIT. No.
Oh, no, nope. JIT
Jamf.
Great stuff,
Jamf. It was Jamf.
Okay. Yeah, so it's important. I think that is like the key to marketing. We're remembering how fun the game was, but if you can't, which is why Orca works, because
it's a whale.
Was the Orca. So
yeah, Wiz was giving away Game Boys, which was awesome.
The Cloud Boy, yeah.
And then who was it? Zero Tier gave us a water bear.
I just want to be clear that Zero Tier had these water bears, which what are they actually called, Leanne? What's the actual
name? Me look it up. So they are called a tardigrades.
There we go. They had nine of them at the booth. Like, that's it. And they weren't actually giving them out. It was like, put your email and maybe you'll win. And they wouldn't let anyone have them. And they look kind of like an armadillo meets a sex toy. Like, they're odd looking. It was a weird thing.
Was it a stuffed animal? Like, what is it? Or like a live thing?
It's a stuffed animal.
Okay,
would you think it was a live animal?
I don't know. There's like all the photos are weird looking. All the photos of this thing are scary.
And she got it.
I did get it. And I love it. His name is Walter.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Kev, would you know what that was? I had
no idea. I just had to look it up. I'm like, what the hell are you guys talking about? It's weird looking.
Leanne knew. She knew exactly what this was.
I knew. I loved it.
Yeah. People really want it. So Leanne really won the conference because she got the tardigrade.
Did you see any good trainings? Did you go to any of the sessions?
Yeah. So we went to quite a few, actually. One that really stuck out was Attack IQ's training with Steve Dyson from Unit 42. He put on the excellent talk about the MITRE ATT&CK framework and sort of tuning your incident response tools and making everything work from a SOC perspective. I thought that was a really good, short and sweet and impactful talk. What about you, Laura?
I'm going to agree. And for everyone listening that's wondering, did she just plug Unit 42 since she is a Pella director in Unit 42? I think so, but I did witness that talk and Steve was great. It was interesting. And that's the problem with a lot of these talks is you're hearing a lot of the same things over and over. So I liked that one as well because Steve kind of showcased something different and short. A lot of these sessions are so long and draining and you're also sitting through demos on the conference floor. So it just becomes a lot. Would you go again?
Yeah, I would go again. I think it was really good to network. I think it's a good chance to reconnect with everyone across cybersecurity. It's such a small world that it's really awesome that we can go to these sort of conferences and see old friends or people who we know in our professional lives, just like left and right.
Leanne, thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. And I'm going to keep you on while we just give a few shout outs to people in case there's anyone that you also want to shout out. We met a lot of cool people, and Leanne was on the floor with me, so she can attest if I name anyone and she's like, actually, they're terrible. But I do think it's important to shout out a lot of the people outside of just the companies. So day one, we met Michael Hendricks from Microsoft. He was kind of roaming the floor, super nice guy, liked him a lot. We met Josh Snoke from Konage. We met a lot of really cool people. When we were at the Splunk event, I met Chaz Larios from Anvilogic, who you already know, Leanne, because you introduced me. There was also a guy, Art, there. He was awesome. Is he from Unit 42 as well?
Yeah, Art Ewan. Art's literally done everything and knows everyone, but he heads up a lot of our sales initiatives at Unit 42.
Yeah, he was super nice. At that same event, met Gina Whitver, who is at the Cybersecurity Marketing Society. And for everybody listening, if I'm saying your name and it is completely wrong, I'm sorry. Reach out and tell me, and I will apologize. I want to shout out to Taylor Duran from App Omni. She was the one that had the basketball game at her station, and I just crushed Leanne by 2 whole points. So humble brag. Scott Bauer at Mezzo, obviously mentioned this earlier, but one of my favorites, Umame Khan, the CEO of Opal. Another event that we went to, we met a bunch of people from Cyber, which is a company in Canada that we had mentioned earlier. And I met some people there from you, Leanne. Do you want to shout out anybody from that night?
Yeah, one of my really good friends and old colleague, Steve Boyce, was there. Steve is just spectacular. He is also like a 29-year-old PhD.
Oh, I love that. If you're listening right now, just wondering, why are we shouting people's names out? It's just because we think that they deserve an extra shout out. And if you didn't get to meet them, we want to give you that opportunity to stalk them on LinkedIn and reach out. So Sophia Goodwin and Lauren Deal from ACI Learning, super great. Loved the interaction there. Boo Lam, F5 Dev Central. Mark Lombardi from WatchGuard Technologies, super great guy. There was just a lot of super cool people. I liked Jake Ford from Netspe, Christian Hernandez from Human Security, our favorite booth, as we mentioned, Hillary Zombach from Dispel, Robert Falcon from your company, Palo Alto, Leanne, he was great, Saski Frodwin, sure I'm saying that name, and I'm so sorry, from Big ID, and a lot of other people that I could sit here for hours and represent for them. But I think what we'll do is just tag everybody and look at the names that we tagged, because those were the people that we absolutely loved and we think you should get to know. I will give a few more shout outs. I want to give one to Bob Maley from Black Kite, because he signed the book that he gave me there, which I personally feel deserves a shout out.
That's a nice flex, by the way. To be able to hand somebody your book and go, here's my signature.
It was super cool. I'm going to shout out Debbie Martin from ServiceNow, because she did help Leanne and I take this test. It was basically a trivia game. I did so bad, but Leanne crushed through it. So shout her out for you. I'm going to give one more shout out to Logan Pell from Quiet AI. I just thought he was so nice. I could do this all day with just shouting out people. So I'm going to stop here, but to everyone, all of the cool companies, we're going to tag as many companies and as many people as we can so people can check them out. If you feel like we didn't talk about you or your company and you want us to, reach out to us and we will tell you why we didn't talk about you, or give you the opportunity to tell us on why we should talk about you. If you want to know more about Black Hat, the Black Hat Conference, or any cybersecurity companies, please don't hesitate to reach out to us at contact@thattechpod.com. Swing over to our website, www.thattechpod.com. Enter your email, subscribe, step up, be a part of the team. We want to work with you in any way we can. Leanne, thank you so much for coming on and diving into everything Black Hat cybersecurity. On behalf of That Tech Pod, we don't like you, Informa, but everyone else, we are big fans. Kevin, is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, don't forget to go to wherever you get your pods, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever, and give us a 5-star rating. Let us know how we're doing. Leave us a review. All that stuff helps us with the algorithms.
And if you're still listening, we're going to let Leanne close us out today. Leanne?
Thanks for listening to That Tech Pod. Tune in next time.